Chapter 10 Advanced Infrared Data Interpretation. Infrared thermography is not only about capturing thermal images but also about making sense of the data in a way that reveals hidden problems and prevents costly failures. This chapter focuses on advanced methods of analyzing and interpreting infrared data to improve diagnostic accuracy and reliability. 10.1 Beyond Hot Spots. While many beginners in thermography focus on bright spots or visible anomalies, advanced interpretation goes further. Analysts must ask, is the anomaly significant? Not every temperature difference indicates a fault. Is the anomaly repeatable? A single unusual reading may be caused by environmental effects. Is the anomaly trending upward? A fault condition is often identified through comparison with previous inspections. 10.2 Establishing severity levels. Interpreting severity requires considering temperature rise vs. ambient, how much higher is the object compared to its surroundings? Manufacturer standards, some components have published temperature limits. Industry guidelines, for example, electrical connections are often considered problematic if more than 15-20 degrees C above similar components under the same load. Historical data, comparing to the same asset over time often gives the clearest insight. 10.3 Common sources of misinterpretation. Reflected energy, shiny surfaces may display heat that is not actually from the object. Emissivity errors, incorrect emissivity values lead to false readings. Environmental influence, wind, sunlight, or rain may create misleading images. Loading conditions, a motor under no load may not show heating issues that appear under full load. 10.4 Trending and comparative analysis. Thermography becomes powerful when applied over time. Trend graphs, plotting temperature values against time helps identify slow developing faults. Side-by-side comparisons, comparing images from different dates reveals gradual changes. Cross-asset benchmarking, comparing similar machines under similar loads gives context for what is normal. 10.5 Integrating with other data. Infrared data should not exist in isolation. Cross-checking with vibration readings, to verify bearing conditions. Ultrasound data, for leak verification. Operational logs, to confirm load and environmental factors. This multi-source approach greatly reduces false positives. 10.6 Case study example. A plant observed elevated temperatures on a pump motor. Infrared analysis initially suggested overheating. However, trending showed temperatures were stable and correlated with higher ambient heat in summer. Cross-checking with vibration confirmed no mechanical faults. The correct interpretation, normal seasonal variation, not a developing fault. 10.7 Best practices for accurate interpretation. Always document load and ambient conditions during inspection. Use proper emissivity values and surface preparation when necessary. Compare with baseline or historical data before drawing conclusions. Use severity ranking systems to prioritize repairs. Validate findings with complementary condition monitoring techniques. Key takeaway: infrared thermography is powerful, but only when coupled with disciplined interpretation and cross-validation. True expertise lies in distinguishing between critical issues and harmless anomalies, ensuring that maintenance resources are applied effectively.